This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of some Octopath Traveler 2 shipments. A little bit of Sony news. And we got a little bit more Diablo news. But today we start with E3, and it has started. Now, the official start is tomorrow, but according to rockpapershotgun.com, there are some things to really take a look at. So, the Summer's Games Fest does start tomorrow, and it will end with the Xbox Showcase with some Starfield Direct, along with the PC Gaming Show, Wholesome Direct, the Day of Devs, and some more stuff. So, we'll get to today here in a minute, but tomorrow, the Summer Games Fest will begin properly at 8 p.m. BST, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 12 p.m. Pacific Time. So, there will be stuff going on there. Of course, Rock Paper Shotgun is doing a live blog, so you can talk with them about it. Probably along with IGN, because they're going to be doing some stuff about it too. But they are reporting that the Guerrilla Collective Showcase 2023 did have some games with it. And oh boy, did they. So, yes, the Summer of Gaming is going on. And that includes a lot of different games. And IGN did speak of the following. Super Space Club. And that will come to PC and Xbox on August the 4th of this year. Anton Blast, which is coming to PC and Switch, but does not have a release date yet. Sacrifier, which does have the composer from the game called Golden Sun, Baten Ketus and Dark Souls, does have some RPG elements to it, and will coming to PC and consoles at some point, no release date. Lake, Season's Greetings. Now, Lake came out back in 2021, and that came with a woman named Meredith, who does take a post as a mail carrier in a small town called Providence Oaks, and she does dealing with some life stuff. But the DLC is indeed coming, and it'll be over a snowy Christmas with Season's Greetings, and it'll be releasing over the holiday season. So we'll see when that comes out now over the holiday season. Little Guardsman was also announced too. So if you did hear of that, where you could admit or deny people trying to enter the city or send them straight to jail. And that does not have a release date yet, but that it was announced. The World of Horror, and that's a one-bit love letter to Junji, along with H.P. Lovecraft. Does have some RPG stuff going on with it. And it's with a world plagued with the old gods. Not from WoW, but still. That will be on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation, and PC on October the 19th. And there's a game called Europa. And Jupiter's Moon is Europa. Which is basically a pretty good-looking game. With some movement and some gameplay with it. It does have some ruins, landmarks, and some flowing grasses that does cover the planet. And that'll be coming to PC later this year. But there's a lot of other games that was announced. That was only just a few that they showed. One was Blood West, Crashlands 2, Deck of Souls, Evolutus, Grime, Hammerwatch 2, Iron Meat, Lexaman, Pizza Possum, Questmaster. Oh yeah, WrestleQuest was there too. Very curious about that one. But there's a big list, and now you know where that's at. Now, the Witcher voice actor, via Kotaku, did get some fan support after a cancer diagnosis. And we're talking about Doug Cockle, and he is the one who provides Geralt of Rivia's voice for CD Projekt Red's Witcher game. And he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. So fans of the developers and games have come together to show their support because of the news. So, on June 6th, Mr. Kako did publicly reveal that he has been recently diagnosed with prostate cancer. In fact, Doug Cookie did tweet, quote, "I had no idea. Random check and boom. I have full-blown prostate cancer. Treatment ongoing, but looking good so far. Men over 50, get PSA test, just in case." Yeah, I'm getting there. The Witcher said, "The Witcher game, sending our best wishes. We know you can beat this, Witcher." And there were a lot of fans that were giving some positive vibes with love, along with the encouragement that he can beat this. We shall see. Good luck to you, Doug. If you're listening, we are with you. Now, we go to Diablo 4. And there was a bit of a controversy there because Flat Earthers are being Flat Earthers again. Is Sanctuary round or is it flat? Well, Diablo 4 designer did say that Sanctuary is indeed round. In fact, Harrison Pink did say, quote, "Sanctuary is a planet." Further quote, "I don't know if we ever officially stated it or not, but it's 100% spherical celestial body with at least one moon and not a flat plane with edges." Like Harrison G. Pink did say, at Charles Pink, "On this Diablo 4 Days of Days, I think it might be fun to share this tiny lore nugget. Sanctuary is a planet. I don't know if we ever officially stated it or not, but it's 100% spherical celestial body with at least one moon, not a flat plane with edges." And a further quote, "Sanctuary is still in its own pocket dimension, created within Anarius and Lilith, created the world to keep the world hidden from prying eyes." Okay, bold statement. Now we go to PlayStation, and they are saying that the new update via WCC Tech is going to make things more stable. So, there was no notes going to this console firmware update, but depending on the screens that you're using, whether it be a TV screen or monitor, they will be trying to form a balance to make things a little bit more stable for your screen. Now, the system software update for PlayStation 5 is numbered 23.01-0740.00, and that will be downloaded and installed automatically if you have that option open to you, which is default. If you want this update and you don't have that, if you don't have that option turned on, what you can do is go to Settings, then go to System, then go to System Select System Software, then go to System Software Update and Settings. And it'll say that an update available appears if a newer version is available. Then you select the Update System Software to update. So, there you go. There is that. But there's more from PlayStation because apparently in the UK, systems went up by 81%. In fact, this is what Per Square is saying, and that is PlayStation 5 consoles are up an impressive 81%. And that's year over year in the UK. And that was also reflecting Sony's ability that was overcoming the manufacturing issues that had really had plagued the performance, but that has been overcome. So now, Nintendo Switch went down 8% from last year, and Xbox Series X and S was down 19% compared to 2022. So, even while these results were positive for Sony, for year over year, they did go down 23% month over month, and that was May to June. That was April to May. And they did post a lower number in the same period last year. In fact, the game, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, did end PlayStation 5's four months run in the UK hardware charts. So that is indeed very interesting. Our last story goes to Nintendo Everything, and Octopath Traveler 2. Shipments and digital sales did go past 1 million. So Octopath Traveler 2 did release for Switch on February 24th, 2023. And yes, it did hit 1 million in combined digital and physical sales. Well done, Square Enix, again. But there will be more news about Summer Games, or the games of summer, however you want to say it. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow, right here on GQDN. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. Summer games. Diablo.